Bom dia a todos. Aparentemente temos tradução. I don't know if you should. The colleagues from the European Affairs Committee would like to speak in Portuguese or in English. Do you have any preference? So, if you don't mind, I will speak in English and it will be easier, I guess. And then, if you wish to use the floor, you use the language you feel more comfortable with. So, Mr. Igor Corman, which we are today having the pleasure of receiving in the Foreign Affairs Committee and European Affairs Committee, is the President and Chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee and European Affairs Committee of Moldova. It's a great pleasure to have you here with us and the Ambassador as well. We had a lunch before, a very nice lunch, in which we exchanged views on issues of common interest about the situation in Moldova and the challenges which Moldova and Europe in general are facing. And I'd like to invite you to say a few words, and then my colleagues from the two committees will have the floor if they wish. So please, Mr. Igor Corman, welcome very much. Please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for this opportunity to meet you. For Moldova, Portugal is a very important country. At least we have two reasons for that. First, because of our European agenda, because it's our goal to integrate in the European Union. And the second, I think we have a very special human bridge between our countries. It's about our community. Moldovans are living here in Portugal. That's why it's in our interest to increase our dialogue on all possible levels and discussing about parliamentary dimension. I think we have a permanent dialogue. Of course, we are using multilateral possibilities and formats, but also the bilateral dialogue. I remember 2010 in February, I accompanied the Speaker of our Parliament to Portugal. Then we had another visit in February 2013. So I'm glad to be here again and to try to inform you a little bit about the situation in Moldova, situation in our region. I mentioned that European integration agenda is our priority. And since 2009, the pro-European parties came to power in Moldova. And since 2009, we used our very good dialogue with the European Union, and we have finalized the negotiations last year, and we signed and we ratified the association agreement with the European Union. And I would like to thank you, your parliament, for ratification in April this year of the association agreement, and Portugal is the 19th country which ratified this for us very important agreement. And last year we also achieved to have a visa-free regime for our citizens, also a very important condition for integration in European structures for Moldova. Of course, we are only at the beginning, because the most important thing now is to implement association agreement, to implement very important reforms. It's about justice reform. Corruption is a problem in Moldova. I'll be very sincere with you, and I'll tell you that we are coming to a difficult time now. First, because of the internal situation in Moldova, and second, because of the regional environment. Internal situation. In November last year, the pro-European parties, they got the necessary votes in order to continue to govern in Moldova. Unfortunately, after elections, the three pro-European parties couldn't establish a clear majority in the parliament. That's why we have no minority government. Only two parties are supporting this government. It's a Democratic Party. I'm representing Democratic Party and Liberal Democratic Party. And 1 week ago, the Prime Minister resigned, and now we have to try again to create a majority in the parliament and to establish a new government. So we had last Sunday local elections, and fortunately the pro-European parties have good results. So it's a new hope and a new try, because we need political stability in order to concentrate on the implementation of the association agreement and necessary reforms. Of course, I mentioned the regional environment, fortunately, is not in favor because of the situation in Ukraine, because of the situation regarding our relation with Russia. Of course, in our interest is to avoid problems with Russia. Russia is a very important partner of us economically. Trade relations are very important for Moldova. We are located in this region. And our position is that we should integrate step by step in Europe, but at the same time to maintain and to consolidate our relations with traditional partners in eastern part. Of course, doesn't depend of Moldova. It depends a lot of the position in Russia, in Moscow. And we weren't, we still are very worried about the developments in Ukraine, because the threat that the conflict in the eastern part of Ukraine could spread to the southern part of Ukraine, and to the border of Moldova. You know, we have a Transnistrian unsolved conflict. We have Gagauz autonomy in the southern part of Moldova. And this situation in the region, of course, is not influencing in the best way the situation in Moldova. So Moldova is not able, of course, to influence. The big guys are now on the stage. We only can hope that the efforts of the international community, the European Union, United States, countries involved in this process will finalize with the stabilization of situation in Ukraine, and will be able to find a solution, not to repeat the same scenario we have in Moldova. I mean here another Transnistrian in the eastern part of Ukraine. Of course, the economic and trade relations of Moldova are also influenced, because Ukraine is a very important partner of us. We have an embargo also from Russia Federation. And in such difficult situation internally and in the region, we have to continue our way. And of course, we do hope that we will overcome this situation, and we discussed during the lunch very sincere and open about the very complex situation also in the European Union. Unfortunately, there are some different points of view how to continue, how to put new accents in the Eastern Partnership Initiative after the situation in the region. Because at the beginning, in May 2009, this initiative was launched in Prague, and you couldn't expect that so the things will develop in such a manner in the region. Again, our interest is not to create a confrontation and such a competition with Russia in the region, but to find a dialogue and to try to convince Russia that so-called European integration of countries like Moldova, Ukraine, Georgia is not against Russia, but is first the decision of our countries. And so I understand that here in Portugal, of course, you have maybe a little bit other priorities, and it's normal, because Moldova is another part of Europe. But all voices here in the European Union are important, and we do hope that also Eastern Partnership and the situation in such countries like Moldova will be from interest also of Portugal. That's why, again, I am happy to be here to discuss with you, and I will be very interested to hear your opinion on that, to change opinions. And of course, if you have questions, I'll be very happy to try to give you additional information.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to give the floor to Vitalin Kanej, who is the Vice President of the European Affairs Committee.
Thank you very much. I'm the Vice Chairman of the European Affairs Commission, so it's understandable that I start to greet your presence here and to greet also your European integration agenda. Because, of course, we understand that for Moldova and also for Europe, it would be important that Moldova could accede to European Union as soon as possible. We have different problems in Portugal and Moldova. We have our own problems, more economic, less political than you. But I understand that your problems are huge, because you have difficult neighbors. Of course, we understand that the situation now in Ukraine is not very stable. I was in Ukraine last week, and all the news were in the way of showing that the situation is not becoming more stable, maybe it's becoming more unstable. So more problems for Europe, more problems for Ukraine, more problems for Moldova. I understand also that your internal political situation is not very stable, and that your Prime Minister just resigned. I hope that you can reach a new solution, government solution, and I would like to know, what are you doing? Are you thinking in having new elections? I know that the last elections were in November, so 6 months away from now. Are you expecting to have new elections, or are you expecting to get a new government inside the political spectrum? I saw also that the pro-Russian party won a lot of seats in the parliament. So how can we interpret it, this evolution? I know that the Russian population is only 5 or 6% but the seats were more than that. So how can we see that progression of the Russian party in the parliament? So these are my main questions on the evolution of the political internal situation, because if you are not able to get stability is not coming from outside, of course, neither from Europe, because Europe is not at this stage in a way of giving stability, neither from your neighbors. So I hope you can get it from your own activity.
Thank you very much, Vitalino. I'm now giving the floor to António Rodrigues, who is the head of the Social Democratic Party in both committees. Antonio.
Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Chairman. It's a pleasure to receive you as all the members of Parliament, as colleagues. Our pleasure, Ms. Ambassador. It's a pleasure to meet you again. We had an opportunity to have a nice chat a few weeks ago about Moldova, and it's now an opportunity to get deeper to the conversation we had some months ago. Besides the questions that my colleagues already made, and they are understandable towards your political situation, the question that I would mainly like to point out to you is, how do you see the future development of the Eastern Partnership agreements or in policies? Because at the moment, as the European neighborhood policy is to be revised, and that we are discussing, is if it should be or not as a matter of the European foreign policies, more than just to point out specific areas like it is the Eastern Partnership. At least we have a bigger problem probably that is the Mediterranean, and it affects us much, much more. But of course, we feel that we have to be inside of being a member of the European Union, being one of the countries that subscribe the agreement association with your country, and of course, trying to be one of the full members of what all is being discussed in Europe at this point. We like to see Europe as a whole, not only at the East, not only as a South. So we believe, and I believe personally, that it's important to establish all these issues inside the European foreign policy instead of just seeing that the East policy, of course, that's probably the Eastern countries would see it in first place, or to the look into the Mediterranean as we would see it first in our priorities. So how do you see the revision of the European foreign policy, the European neighborhood policy? And do you think that you truly believe that inside your country, besides the problems that you have of the relations with Ukraine and Russia and all the economic ties that you have also, do you feel that your people are truly engaged to the European project in spite all the problems that the European project has at this moment? And do you think that in the future, in the nearby future, you can become a member of the European Union or not? Do you feel that your people are ready for that and that your economical structure is ready for that? And more than that, is your political situation ready for that also? Because as my colleague Vitalin Canes pointed out, we also saw the results of your elections. You told us about the problems that you had your actual government a few days ago. So we are, of course, worried with the stability of the European Union. We are, of course, worried of what our neighbors are doing. And, of course, we believe that the European project is not only a project for 28. It should be an enlarged project. So we would count on you in the future, but we would count with a fully member inside of the European Union. And that's why I'm making your these questions.
Thank you very much, Antonio. I'm now giving the floor to Deputado Ribeiro Castro, who is from the CDS, the Christian Democrats in Portugal.
So, okay, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm going to speak in Portuguese, so if you could put the headphones, please. Thank you so much. Sorry about that, but I prefer in the committee to speak in Portuguese. Are we getting it in the translation, the interpretation? Yes, okay? Okay, so we shall proceed. Bom, em primeiro lugar, eu queria cumprimentar, apresentar os meus cumprimentos em nome do CDS e dizer que nós seguimos com atenção a evolução da Moldávia e a aproximação à União Europeia. Há uma comunidade significativa de moldavos trabalhando em Portugal. We're not getting it? Okay. If there are technical problems, I proceed in English. It may be better. It's okay? Okay. So I'll continue in Portuguese. Thank you. Há uma comunidade importante de moldavos trabalhando em Portugal e, obviamente, que as relações entre os nossos dois países também e o estreitamento permite melhorar as condições de vida e de trabalho desses moldavos que trabalham entre nós. A preocupação que nós temos relativamente à região da Europa onde a Moldávia se insere tem sobretudo a ver, como disse, com a crise da Ucrânia, que nos preocupa bastante. E gostava de saber quais são as expectativas que o governo da Moldávia tem relativamente à evolução da situação na Ucrânia, e nomeadamente se a Rússia vai respeitar ou não respeitar a integridade territorial da Ucrânia, como é para a União Europeia essencial. E creio que não é necessário sublinhar que todos os esforços que a Moldávia, pelas relações históricas que tem com a Rússia, poder exercer para conseguir mais bom senso e mais contenção por parte da Rússia, serão, obviamente, vistos com muito agrado por parte da União Europeia. Nós não temos nada contra a Rússia. Nós queremos ser amigos da Rússia. Oh, okay. I'll proceed. There are technical problems, so it's better to I'll speak in English. Okay. Where did you stop getting?
I understood about the developments in Ukraine.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, it's needless to stress. Then all the efforts Moldavian government may be able to do in order to convince the Russian authorities to be more reasonable regarding the Ukrainian situation and respecting Ukrainian territorial integrity will be most welcome by European authorities. We need friends that help us to contain aggressive policies from Russians regarding their neighbors, be it civilians, volunteers, militias, whatever. We need peace in Europe. And so what I'd like to know, what perception do you have from Moldavia regarding the situation in Ukraine? Because there's this partition plan that some media sometimes present to divide Ukrainian in the western part and the southeast. That would be tragic if that plan would be forced. And second, how do you perceive also the situation in Transnistria as related with Ukrainian crisis? Because after all, I think Transnistria is still under the influence or the authority of Russians or Russian-linked people. And what is the perception and the feeling you have also regarding this problem. So all the efforts have got to be concentrating in the explaining Russia that we have nothing against Russia. We want to be friends with Russia, the best friends with Russia, but they need to help us. And to help us is they need to respect the rules and principles of modern international law. Thank you.
Muito obrigado, deputado. Mr. Corman, please.
Thank you very much for very interesting, important questions. And your questions is an argument that we are following very good the situation also in Moldova and in our region. Thank you very much for your interest. Now I'll try shortly to explain my point of view. First, anticipated elections. I think all parties, pro-European parties, understand we need political stability, and anticipated elections after 6 months will be a disaster for pro-European parties. Now, after local elections, again, good results, but on local level, and now the people are expecting a reset of the majority in the parliament and of the government. So there, of course, are maybe more possible scenarios. Two parties in the next days will begin the negotiations with the other parties. Democratic Party and Liberal Democratic Party, they have already created the alliance. Now the question is if the Liberal Party will join, and they are pro-Europeans actually, so there is a good chance that this time they will be able to find a compromise. The problem is that together with Liberals is not possible next year to elect the president in the parliament. We had already such crisis because of our constitution. We need 61 mandates from 101 to elect the president. And together with liberals, we don't have enough votes. So to solve the problem, we need some additional votes. And I think the best scenario for Moldova will be to have such a strong pro-European alliance with liberals, but in the same time to find a dialogue with the so-called constructive opposition, because the socialists in our country, now they are in the deep opposition and is a pro-Russian party, actually. But the Communist Party changing their attitude to the European integration issue, to the association agreement, and there is a chance to negotiate with them. And I do hope that all people understand that they should think not only about their own interest, the political party's interest, but about national interest of Moldova in this difficult time. And I can't imagine that we'll have anticipated elections. I do believe it will be able, but another question is not only about a clear majority in the parliament and the government supported by the majority, but another very important issue to have political will and not only to come with very nice declarations, but to implement the justice reform and to do very clear steps in order to fight corruption. Because it is what our citizens expect from the politicians. It's not only about our European partners and about the implementation of association agreement, but what our citizens, first of all, do expect. So another question was about so-called pro-Russian parties. Now, I think also the Socialist Party, they understand without a partnership with Europe, it will be not possible to modernize Moldova. And I think they just try to use the regional context, to use some feelings of some citizens in Moldova. And in November, yes, they achieved to get 25 mandates in the parliament from 101. Because they use the picture with Putin, they use the feelings of Moldovans having relatives working in Russia and sending money home, supporting their families, and so on. But yes, and a colleague mentioned that we have only 6 or 7 pro-Russian people population in Moldova. But actually, we have almost 30% of Russian-speaking population, not Russians, about 6% Russian, about 8% Ukrainians, then Bulgarians, Gagauz, they are Russian-speaking population, so together. And yes, yes, 25 mandates from 101, more than 20%. But it's about the distribution after elections. So 22% they yes. And I think that it is not about the European idea, because the majority of the people, they understand only European integration process can allow to modernize the country, to have also the support. Only the implementation of reforms and of European standards is the way to have a better life in Moldova. But the manner how the so-called pro-European politicians used the European idea being in the power, in the government, in the last years, influenced the mood of our citizens. So they are not against the European idea. They are against some pro-European politicians. This is the phenomenon in Moldova. And only with very concrete steps and actions, I think it will be possible to increase the trust of the majority of the citizens in the pro-European parties and to consolidate this pro-European idea, because of course, we understand we should consolidate our society, and we should have a very strong support for a so-called pro-European project of Moldova. We understand that it is not a short-term perspective, European integration of Moldova. It's not about membership, yes. It's about the implementation of association agreement, and if Moldova will fill the necessary criteria, then of course we'll discuss and we'll think about next steps to get the status of candidate country and to repeat the same story like other countries in the region. And now I will come to the next question. Do we really believe that Moldova could become member of the European Union? I'm sure that Moldova will be member of the European Union because Moldova is a European country. The question is when, and it depends of the political will in Moldova. It depends how we'll manage to do our homework, so-called homework, but in the parallel it depends also of the processes in the European Union and the question if the European Union will be ready next year to discuss about potential enlargement. This is the question, and for me personally, not the membership is important. Important is the way, because every step in this integration is a step to improve the situation in Moldova and to have another level of life for our citizens. This is the question, and every station on this way is important, not only the final question, the membership. So, how to develop the Eastern Partnership initiative? I mentioned in my short introduction that maybe, unfortunately, we don't have now the best environment in the region to discuss how to develop this initiative. But for sure, I think the European Union, if not now after Riga summit, but maybe the next summit in 2 years, should think how to put new accents, because in the Eastern Partnership we are six very different countries. Very different countries. Three countries have a very clear goal to integrate and one day to become member of the European Union. It's Moldova, Georgia and Ukraine. Also different countries, you will find a lot of differences between Ukraine and Moldova and Georgia. But what to say about Belarus, for example, and Armenia and Azerbaijan? They don't have such a goal in their political agenda. So, and to put all countries in the same package, of course, it is not the best way to motivate the citizens in respective countries and the political elite in the countries, because you know how important is the motivation and the signals from Brussels, from all European capitals. The same situation we had in other Eastern European countries. The motivation is a very important thing in order to go through a very difficult time of very difficult reforms. So, I think, again, it is not a short-term perspective for Eastern Partnership, for our membership. We should just go through this difficult period of time to use all possible instruments existing. And the future will show us the right moment what new steps we can make. Thank you very much for the statement regarding our citizens here in Portugal. I think Portugal is a very special country, not only for our citizens, but also for other immigrants, for other countries. Very open society, and our citizens do feel very good here in Portugal. And I heard a lot of nice things and words about our citizens here in Portugal. We have officially almost 10,000 Moldovans registered here, but the number is bigger. Maybe about other 10,000 they already have Portuguese citizenship, and others are here with Romanian passports because our legislation allows for our citizens to have more citizenships, not only Moldovan, and others are using, for example, Romanian passports. But we are very happy that there are good citizens here in Portugal. And, information from our embassy is the same, that actually we don't have troubles with our citizens here, and is a good example, not example of problems, but example of good communication. And I think our diaspora here is becoming a strong one, and of course our citizens in different European countries, we have a large community, first of all, in Italy, for example, more than 200,000. So it's also somehow additional support for our pro-European ideas, European integration process. If they are not coming, unfortunately, back home, because we need such good educated persons and with experience here in European countries, but anyway, they are not forgetting about their country. They are a good example for relatives living in Moldova. One very difficult question was regarding the situation in Ukraine. How do we see the possible developments? How to convince Russia? And how to try to find format, formula, how to cooperate with Russia in this region. It's really a very difficult question. To be very sincere, I think also the Europeans, they made a lot of mistakes before the summit in Vilnius. Maybe they didn't understand enough how sensitive is Ukraine for Russia. What is the real situation in Ukraine? Because Ukraine is a complex situation. Western part of Ukraine, eastern part of Ukraine, southern part of Ukraine. But we have what we have, and unfortunately, I think the Russians are implementing the same strategy in the eastern part of Ukraine, like in our country, Transnistria. Your next question. And if you are asking how to solve this problem in the eastern part of Ukraine, of course, we are asking ourselves since 1992 how to solve the same problem in the Transnistria region. In our case, we do believe that there are two important things. First, Moldova, I mean the right bank of Dniester River, border between the Transnistria region and the rest of Moldova. The Moldova should become more attractive first for the citizens in the Transnistria region. Now, unfortunately, is not the case. We remember the issue in Germany. So, of course, Western Germany was very attractive for the citizens in the eastern part. And for Western part was possible to support also financially this integration process and to reunify the country. And we do hope that our integration in the European Union with the support of our European partners will help Moldova to become more attractive and to have more and more common projects, bridges with the people in the eastern part. But the second very important issue, of course, is the geopolitical environment. And it's clear, without the dialogue with Russia, it will be not possible because we have still troops in Transnistria. And now, after the developments in Ukraine, we have very good cooperation with authorities in Kiev. And of course, Russia and also authorities in Tiraspol, separatist authorities, they see as a threat. But in our interest is not to block Transnistrian region. In our interest is to integrate this region in the same area together with Moldova. Now we have a free trade area, for example, with the European Union. The authorities in Transnistria, they are not agree to implement this agreement. That's why together with the European Union, we decided to postpone for Transnistrian region. Now they enjoy the same autonomous free trade preferences like before, and they are happy with that. But it's until 1st of January next year. And we try to convince them that it's in interest of the business community in Transnistria to implement the same standards. Of course, we cannot discuss now about political solution, unfortunately, because the keys are in Moscow. But at least to try to get on our side the business community in Transnistria, because they are very interesting, and the figures show that, for example, the trade volume with the European Union is higher than with countries like Russia and Belarus and Ukraine. 70% of the goods from Transnistria regions are going to Moldova and other European partners. They have interest. So now they also enjoy visa-free regime with the European Union. And the number of citizens becoming citizens of Moldova and becoming having Moldovan passports are attractive for them is another example. So I think step by step we should not block the region, but to integrate in the same area with Moldova. And how to discuss with Russia? Unfortunately, Moldova is not able to influence the process. We try to explain them our interest to keep the same good relations, but unfortunately, the Russians, they are using the same. You know, who is not with us is against us. This is the problem. And here, of course, European Union together with the United States should find a common language. And I think it's a problem that the European Union at all, they don't have a clear strategy, one voice regarding relation with Russia. Moscow is using bilateral interests with different countries. And this is, I think, also a problem. So I don't know what impact will have the sanctions on Russia from the European Union. And what next developments could we expect also in Russia, not only in Ukraine, and what will be the political conditions in Moscow in this new situation. But I think both clear voice from Western Europe, from United States, and at the same time effective actions, because they do not understand only nice declarations. I do believe that this together could change the perception, and maybe one day, yes, we'll be in the situation to say that we don't have any more such a negative influence on our countries and such a competitiveness in the region. We are not interested in that. We need good relations with our Eastern partners and to follow our path, because this is our future, this is the European Union.
Thank you very much, Mr. Korman.
I don't know if someone else would like to say a few words. Not being the case, thank you very much for your visit. It was a great pleasure to exchange views with us. The fact of us sharing the same regional part of the world and common interests regarding our significant number of citizens, Portuguese and Moldovians, living here, is a permanent factor of interest for ourselves and for Moldovan authorities. So this is a very interesting dialogue. I hope other opportunities will follow for us to strengthen our political dialogue. Thank you as well, Mr. Ambassador. It's a pleasure having you here with us. And now, caros amigos, eu vou fazer uma pequena visita guiada ao Sr. Korman aqui ao nosso bonito palácio. Se alguém se quiser associar. Os senhores têm o estádio estado lá em baixo, não é verdade? Eu também, mas não posso ir. Pronto.
I would like to thank you very much for your time, for your interest, and I know the parliamentary elections in October. I wish good luck all of you. And I know. Yes, but I do hope that after elections in the new parliament, you'll establish also a friendship group with Moldova, and you'll find time to visit Moldova and to discuss on the ground. So I'll invite you to visit Moldova, and I'll be very pleased to host
you. Formalize that invitation. We'll be very, very happy to accept. And now we have here something for you to remember our brief moments with us. Brief but nice.